Joshua had gone out onto the manor's balcony with the Cavanagh family to see the Bridge of Heaven after they'd finished their five-course dinner. Louise had worn a cream dress with a tight bodice. It had come alive with a pale blue fire under the cometary light showering down. The amount of attention she had shown him during the meal verged on the embarrassing. It was almost as bad as the hostility he got from William Elphinstone. He was rather looking forward to being shown round the estate by her tomorrow. Grant Kavanagh had been enthusiastic about the idea once it was announced. Without consulting his neural mnemonics, he couldn't be quite sure who had brought the subject up at the dinner table. There was a light knock on his bedroom door, and it opened before he could say anything. Hadn't he turned the key? He rolled over on the bed where he'd been lying, watching the hollow screen with its inordinately bland drama programs. Everything was set on Norfolk, where nobody swore and nobody screwed and nobody scrapped. Even the one news program he'd caught earlier was drearily parochial, with only a couple of references to the visiting starships and nothing at all about Confederation politics. Marjorie Kavanagh slipped into the room. She smiled and held up a duplicate key. "Scared of things that go bump in the night, Joshua?" He grunted in dismay and flopped back down on the bed. They had met for the first time just before dinner, a formal drink session in the drawing-room. If the line hadn't been so antique and passé, he would have said, "Louise didn't tell me she had an elder sister." Marjorie Kavanagh was a lot younger than her husband, with thick raven hair and a figure which showed that even Louise had still got quite a way to go yet. Thinking about it logically, he should have realized that someone as rich and aristocratic as Grant Kavanagh would have a beautiful young wife, especially on a planet where status ruled. But Marjorie was also a flirt, which her husband seemed to find highly amusing, especially as she delivered her teasing innuendos while clinging to his side. Joshua didn't laugh. Unlike Grant, he knew she was serious. Marjorie came over to stand by the side of the bed, looking down at him. She was wearing a long blue silk robe, loosely tied around her waist. The heavy curtains were drawn against the red gleam of Duchess Night, but he could see enough of her cleavage to know she wasn't wearing anything underneath. He began. "Not sleeping? Something on your mind, or southwards of there?" Marjorie asked archly. She looked pointedly at his groin. "I have a lot of genereing in my heritage. I don't need much sleep." "Oh, goody! Lucky me!" "Mrs. Kavanagh. Knock it off, Joshua. Playing the innocent doesn't suit you." She sat on the edge of the bed. He raised himself up on his elbows. "In that case, what about Grant?" A long-fingered hand ran back through her hair, producing a dark cascade over her shoulders. "What about him? Grant is what you might call a man's man. He excels in the more basic male pursuits of hunting, drinking, filthy jokes, gambling, and women. If you haven't yet noticed, Norfolk isn't exactly a model of social enlightenment and female emancipation, which gives him full license to indulge himself while I sit at home playing the good wifey. So while he's off rogering a pair of teenage Romany girls he spotted helping out in the groves this afternoon, I thought, fuck it, I'm going to have some fun myself for once." "Do I get a say?" "No, you're too perfect for me. Big, strong, young, handsome, and gone in a week. How could I possibly let that opportunity go by? Besides, I'm fiercely protective when it comes to my daughters. A proper hack's bitch." "Ha, ha," Marjorie grinned. "You're blushing, Joshua." Her hand found the hem of his shirt and slid across his abdomen. Grant can be so very idiotic when it comes to the girls. He had quite a chortle at the way Louise took to you at dinner. He doesn't think that's his problem. You see, here on Norfolk, they are in no danger at all from the local boys. They don't need chaperones for dances nor guardian aunts when they stay with friends. Their name protects them. But you're not a local boy, and I saw exactly what was going on inside that testosterone-fueled mind of yours. No wonder you and Grant get on so well together. I can barely tell you apart. Joshua squirmed from her hand as she stroked the sensitive skin at the side of his ribs. "I think Louise is very sweet. That's all." "Sweet," Marjorie smiled softly. I was just 18 when I had her.